IVM.
Hi, my name is Saru. Welcome to Football Twaddle. Yes.
Hello.
Are you ready to record another useless transfer podcast?
Always.
All right, here we go. Wait, before I came in, you were watching this crap preseason games.
Yeah.
United versus Liverpool, I'm assuming.
Yes, yes, yes.
Half the stadium is empty. Is it true?
Yeah, I mean, Ronaldo is not there. Bhai nahi gaya toh, matlab, what is the... It's like a Salman movie without Salman, bro.
Are so, but Arbaaz directed it.
Yeah. So that's why the other half is over there to watch that.
I see. But the tickets, our friend, podcast regular Manav was telling that they priced the tickets at 20,000 rupees a ticket. Mm. Don't they know economy, world, people don't have money?
But, what? Come on, man. In Bangkok, they're... I guess there are enough tourists over there ready to spend.
Yeah, but the same guys will make plans to go to London. And
hey, but in Thailand, don't they know the obvious trick of giving free tickets to school and colleges so that kids get encouraged to play outdoor sports?
They should come to India for that. Neeta Ambani will have two games where she has her kids coming in buses.
And that also foundation kids, not the school kids.
All right. Oh, they're only foundation kids.
Most of them. I mean, come on.
Okay, let's talk a little about United. Yeah. It seems Erik ten Hag has said in his press conference that Ronaldo is in his plans.
Yeah, I mean, he has to say that because he has to show who's boss. And I don't think United are finding a buyer if they want to. So,
Why? Chelsea wants to buy everyone, supposedly.
Yeah, but how serious do you take that Chelsea?
I don't anymore.
Come on. It would be bad for brand Ronaldo. I think everyone will lose if Ronaldo goes to Chelsea.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
We have friends who are hardcore. So
Ronaldo and Chelsea fans, of course. Yeah.
Correct. But how was United playing? People I saw abuse on Fred on WhatsApp. So
yeah, so Fred does Fred things, but today he scored a beautiful chip, which is which showed he's Brazilian and all that.
Oh.
So I mean, what was happening in the match is that Ten Hag fielded whatever first 11 that he could and Klopp basically put in like 7 kids with 3 babysitters and regular goalie.
So Milner played?
Yeah, Milner came after 30 minutes. At 30 minutes, he changed all 10 outfield players.
Oh, so he was giving them 30, something like that.
Something of that sort. So yeah, so it's not a very serious Liverpool team. So it's okay. I mean, United right now are 3-0 up and I don't think you should read much into it. The commentator was pretty excited. Oh, look at the change that Ten Hag has brought to this team. Now they are pressing. But come on.
Dude, that's so stupid. Anyway, sticking to Manchester United. Iran Football Federation has considered appointing former United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but the Norwegian has other short-term priorities.
Okay. I mean, yeah, Iran is a good football team in Asia, so that's a decent...
They'll play the World Cup.
Yeah. In general, in long term also, it would be a good option for him, but I don't know. What are these other clubs?
What are his other short-term priorities? Does his children have to write 10th standard exams? Like, what is going on? Why?
I guess family stuff.
Family stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, he has enough money to take care of family stuff, no?
Yeah, probably, but why are Iran getting rid of their old coach? Does anyone know?
No, we don't do so much deep analysis on postseason.
Okay.
So here we go. Koulibaly goes to Chelsea.
Finally, I'm happy that this thing has happened so that, you know, as I mentioned in 2-3 podcasts that every year this Koulibaly rumor comes around. Now that he's finally coming to the Premier League, I'm looking forward to him turning out to be bang average. And
he's 31 years old. They're offering 40 million euros.
He's no Thiago Silva, I think. So.
Dude, he's better. Come on.
Koulibaly is better than Thiago Silva. What are you saying?
Thiago Silva is like 43 or something.
No, okay. And what I meant is that at this age, I don't think he's going to come and be as good as Thiago Silva.
Oh, that way.
Yeah.
We don't know. Let's see.
All right.
Fabrizio says Chelsea have started to explore the situation of Serge Gnabry as Rafinha is heading to Barcelona. Chelsea wanted to understand how's the state of negotiation between Gnabry and Bayern over new contract. So who do you think Chelsea would have called to find out the state of negotiation?
Who's their intermediary?
Gnabry's agent.
Yeah. Whoever Raiola is successor. Is he a Raiola guy?
Who? No. Raiola is gone.
No, but okay, was he a Raiola guy?
No, I meant
like whoever Raiola's successor, or I don't know. Is he Kia Durabchian person?
Dude.
He would have been at Arsenal then. Still.
Yeah, if he's a Kia Durabchian person, he should have been from South America as well. Mm. All right. More Chelsea news. Ronaldo, no, actually more Cristiano news.
Okay.
Ronaldo has offered himself to PSG. PSG said no.
Yeah, PSG seem to be going in a different direction where they only have Mbappe as the Galactico. And
did you see the video when Mbappe came for the preseason training and someone on Twitter wrote, "Our new sporting director arrives"?
Yeah.
What do you mean only Mbappe? They have Messi and Neymar.
No, their strategy seems to be like buying players who will suit Mbappe's play rather than compete with him or whatever.
Oh, that way.
Or his like control over the dressing room.
I see. Paulo Dybala is now a priority for Jose Mourinho. He has asked the leaders to accelerate contacts with the representatives of the Argentine striker. Contacts. So they're like, don't walk.
But will he play in Europa League? I don't know. But okay, Dybala isn't that big a guy. So for one year, I think he can take a drop.
Have you noticed this thing? Like all these guys thought they can get astronomical salaries if they leave as free agents.
Yeah.
Like Paul Pogba thought he'll get 20.
Oh, he got shafted.
He got, right? But like Juventus said 6 million and this is what it is. Dybala thought he'll get a lot. And he was close with Inter. But as soon as Lukaku said, ki main aa raha Inter.
Yeah.
Inter said, screw
it. Kota khatam.
Yeah, they're just not getting paid.
Yep. I think the clubs are flexing their muscles and saying that, you know, you can't, if you try to be too smart and run your contract down, don't expect us to like dish out big salaries, because it frankly spoils their salary structure, obviously.
Yeah.
That is number one. And secondly, I'm sure at the top level, they're all friends and behaving, they're basically colluding, behaving like oligopolies and saying, we are not going to pay these peasants. Whatever salary they deserve.
Yes. Okay. Barcelona are in the final stages of activating second lever. The agreement will be with Sixth Street again, which is likely to exceed 320 million. I don't know much about this. I think we should really call one of the Barcelona guys next week.
Yeah, 100%, because I don't understand this. I mean, there are people like our friend Rohan saying that we need to sell one more Neymar. I don't know what he means.
Neymar again.
I mean, what he was driving at is we need like somehow to get like 222 million. But whatever. This is strange, man. I mean, there is one article shared on our WhatsApp group, which was such a waste of time because 80% of it was just, how are they doing this? I mean, it was by Sid Lowe, such a reputed guy. But at the end of it, what it said to me, I mean, the way I read it was, Laporta ne kya hoga, matlab kuch soch samajh ke kya hoga. Like,
Modi ji.
Yes, that mode of confidence that Sid Lowe has in Barcelona.
No, I don't think Sid really understands that much. He basically said, how are they able to do it? So maybe Laporta is thinking.
So it was a very misleading headline.
Correct. Yeah. The article.
Yeah.
Okay. Having said that, talking about Barcelona, there is something about Lewandowski which I just read. Barcelona won't submit a new bid for Lewandowski in the next few hours. The club is looking for financial solutions and this take time. Who is asking them to submit bid every hour? Just wait for a week.
Maybe it's Lewandowski saying, if you have interest in me, keep sending me these love letters. Otherwise, I'm gone or I'll stay single.
Okay. Fabrizio says, De Jong to United. Both clubs have an agreement ready since June.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, the news here, or at least the figures here, initially were 65 million euros. That's what they were saying, plus the
20.
Escalation. And now Murtagh and Arnold have reached Barcelona. Today, there were pictures of them hanging out with the elites in Barcelona. And what Fabrizio is now saying is that first they defined a lower limit, which is 65 million euros. Now they have defined the upper limit, 85 million euros, and made it easier for them to get those additional 20 million for Barcelona. So that they'll be able to pay Frankie de Jong his wages that were deferred.
Wait, so what you're saying is that Frankie will go to United, but he will not get his money from Barcelona.
Yeah.
He has to work himself at the club to ensure that Barcelona gets the 20 million and that they will transfer to Frankie.
Yes, it's a big scam. But
it's a fixed plus variable scam which companies play all day.
Fantastic.
All right. It seems Juventus are rejecting the first offer of Bayern for Matthias De Ligt. That guy's career has nosedived since those Ajax high days.
No, but still, Bayern really want him. I mean, I don't know what Nagelsmann is thinking. He's assembling like a bunch of hyped players. Gravenberch and there was one more winger from Ajax that he took.
Huh.
And I don't know, man. I don't know what formation he's going to play. I just know the German guys over there. And
they'll do something. Yeah. Okay, talking of something which Arsenal don't do. Mm-hmm. At the moment, there's no bid from Arsenal. For Lucas Paqueta.
Oh, man.
I would like to keep an eye on him in this window because the player really wants to come to the Premier League.
Who's I? Fabrizio?
I think Fabrizio. Oh,
then we have to take it seriously. But dude, I mean, the jokes write themselves, no, right? Paqueta naam, yaar, packet of chips. if it doesn't happen, you can trust the Arsenal Twitter saying we just offered a packet of chips for Paqueta. They should have upped the money. This Walmart damad is running our club.
Yeah, but nothing of that should happen because Arsenal don't do bids. So, okay. This is interesting, actually, I found. David Moyes reveals that West Ham bid, this is via Daily Mail. So, mm-hmm. David Moyes reveals West Ham bid more than Man City for Calvin Phillips, but still missed out on the midfielder. We bid more than that. We are trying to be competitive with the big teams. If we can't, we have to find another way to keeping up with them. He's serious, this guy.
Yeah, but I don't know, how rich are West Ham? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure because they played in the Europa League, they'll have like 15-20 million.
And they have the Olympic Stadium right now. So
and the new deal must be kicking in. And David Moyes must have told them, boss, if you have to maintain this level.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't kick on and get to the the top four or whatever, the challenge and all that, there's no point to this. It's just they're going to spend a lot of money and not get anywhere. United scored the fourth goal. Facundo Pellistri has scored. Wow.
You just said like 10 minutes ago, this is not serious, bachon ke saath khel rahe, and now...
Yeah, so I'm not watching the game, no? It's just live update.
Okay, Juve is the king of free transfers.
Yeah.
Having Buffon, has Buffon gone back to Juventus or he's already there?
No, he initially transferred back from PSG, I think, right?
Oh, that. Wait, didn't Aaron Ramsey or who? Some English guy went there, no? Some British fellow.
Ramsey only. Yeah.
Ramsey.
Yeah. So that was the season after Ronaldo joined, right? And all the money went to Ronaldo's salary and his transfer fees. Man. So they got rid of all the good players. And
do you know how much Ronaldo's salary was? $31 million a year net.
Yeah, but it was still less than Messi. Lesser than Messi.
We know what happened to the club.
I think single-handedly won them that second title with Sarri. Single-handedly as in whatever. But since they kicked out all the good players and bought in these jokers like Ramsey, he had to like score like 30-odd goals. And that second title that they won with Ronaldo, he played a big role.
Yeah, he was quite good. Okay, Haaland gets number 9.
is there some significance to that number? Why Haaland is getting?
He got Jesus' number.
Oh,
that is the significance.
He's the Pope.
Yeah, poor West Ham. They're just getting rejected. Mm. West Ham have had a second bid of 30 million euros rejected by Lille for midfielder Amadou Onana.
Onana? There was a famous... Ajax goalie was Onana.
Onana. Yeah. I wonder where he is. Uska to kuch.
Is Onana the new Traore or... one of those African names that is... That Onana. Populates the... Continent.
What's my name? Oh, nah. All right. Dude, no one knows. What are these African names? And now most of them are French.
So that's what I meant, right? I mean, origin, these Dembélés and Traorés.
Yeah,
like
I'm still getting used to the amount of Dembélés that they are in the world. Breaking. Okay, this was... Riyad Mahrez has signed a contract extension till 2025.
This is surprising, actually. I thought...
Isn't he like 40 years or something?
No, he's young, but... I mean, younger, but... I thought he's like the one player that maybe does not suit the Pep system. And last season, he was arguing with Pep. But maybe he's like the, the one voice in the dressing room that he needs to challenge him or something.
But come on, he played well last season also.
No, he's a brilliant player, dude. He plays well, but I'm saying just system-wise, he's the kind of guy who, doesn't like pass immediately, tries to dribble a lot and all that.
Yeah.
So he honestly gives something different for Pep. And when plan A doesn't work, they can just give the ball to him and make him do stuff.
Yeah. Now that Sterling is gone, maybe they thought let's like tie down Mahrez. Talking of boring transfers, Crystal Palace have signed a guy called Cheick Doucouré. Cheick.
Okay.
Cheick. No one really cares about Crystal Palace. We should talk about this. Why is it that no one, everyone has opinions on Aston Villa, Burnley, like Burnley is so tough to play, whatever crap, right? So how is it that no one has an, like no one really cares about Crystal Palace?
God, no.
I'm sure in like London they do, but...
Yeah. They're from London? Achha, they're from somewhere south of London.
Yeah. But here no one gives a shit. Why is that?
Come on, man. They're not big enough. Who really cares?
Really? You thought Burnley was big enough, but we are like, oh, Sean Dyche teams, they're so tough to break. I hope they get relegated. We had opinions.
Yeah.
Literally, why is it that none of us have any opinion on Crystal Palace?
We can't have opinions about 20 teams, right? They're yes. just a middle of, like, nowhere, middle rung table team. Nobody really cares. Come on.
You don't think Patrick Vieira has changed the opinion on them?
No, he needs more time, man. A couple of more years and we'll be taking notice much more often.
Okay, let's talk a little of Newcastle. Alexander Isak is one of the names Newcastle have followed for years.
Wow.
Irrespective that the owners came just 7 months ago, but for years Newcastle have been following. Right. And it continues to be mentioned in the transfer discussion though, like Calvert-Lewin and Tony. His price tag is proving to be prohibitive.
Wow.
And correlated to that, I read last week that oil prices have come down below $100 a barrel.
Oh, dear.
It's
okay. I mean,
when is Biden going to Saudi? We need this sorted out.
It's okay. We can buy some really young, talented, strong players who are not very expensive.
Oh, this is something interesting. Harry Kane's name is high on Bayern's list, especially for next summer. Not this summer, next summer.
Yeah, it must be the last year of his contract or something, that sort of a scenario.
The package is too expensive for this summer, even with further departures. In addition, Tottenham won't sell the striker this summer. So it looks like good old Harry may actually win like 5 league titles with Bayern from next...
Yeah, if I was Harry's advisor, I would have advised him to make that move, but I am suspicious he will want to stay in England.
No, come on. He should just go to Bayern.
Yeah.
How hard it is to like drink beer and speak German.
yeah, he should.
All right. I think we should take a break right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite good because I have no other transfer news.
Mm-hmm.
So we take a break right now. And after that, let's see. The league is starting in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
7th August, right?
Yes.
So let's talk a little about what's going on there.
All right.
Stay tuned to Football Twaddle. All right, welcome back to Football Twaddle. Here's some transfer news, Yash, which you haven't heard about.
All right.
You know, have you heard of a player called Konstantinos Mavropanos?
Dude, he was an Arsenal player.
He was, not anymore.
Oh.
He just moved to Stuttgart.
All right. I mean, I never thought he was good enough for the Premier League. I'm happy he's not around.
Have you ever seen him play?
I've heard AFTV people talk about him.
Wait, do you watch AFTV now? What's going on there?
No,
Maybe we should take cues from them.
Yeah, probably. But Arsenal are on whatever their preseason tour, so they'll cover that.
Transfers
and things like that, right?
All right. There's a guy, Takumi Minamino. What? Minamino. Yes, he's gone to Monaco.
Oh, okay. I didn't see him play today, so maybe that was the reason.
Wow. I didn't see him play.
Yeah.
So he must have gone somewhere. Okay. Arsenal have two other fellows, some guy called Matt Turner and Fabio Vieira. Fabio Vieira,
yeah,
we spoke Matt.
About.
Is Arsenal just buying random unknown players who will be like the Fabregas like 5-6 seasons later?
They wish, man. I mean, we don't know how good they are because Arsenal's track record has been pretty bad for the last 5 years or so.
Okay. Have you heard of a player called, I'm sure you've heard of this, Babacar Kamara?
Yeah. He's at Aston Villa, right?
Yes.
He went on a free to Aston Villa. He was one of the players.
From Marseille.
Yeah, he was one of the players back in January. The fans were scouting. Fans at Manchester United were scouting, saying this would be a good player for the Ralf Rangnick system, the pressing and things like that. So
obviously, he's gone somewhere else.
Yeah, and it's a shame that he's gone to a Steven Gerrard team.
Oh, yes. Roman Saiz, this is useful for your FPL. He's moved from Wolves to Besiktas.
Okay.
So we can't...
One less person for a filler.
Yeah, but we can't even choose a... Talking about some Newcastle news, Isaac Hayden. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course I do.
You remember him from the Mike Ashley days.
Yes.
He didn't play anything. So he's moved on a loan to Norwich.
Okay.
Man.
All the best to him in the championship.
All right. Andres Pereira, let's talk about this.
Dude.
So, he has moved from Manchester United to Fulham.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about this man's career. Where did it go wrong for Andres Pereira?
I don't know, man. He was in the Brazil under 21 team. I think he has a few Brazilian caps. He was fantastic in the preseason. He was called preseason Perlo by the United Internet.
Didn't he play the preseason once under Mourinho also, and he was quite decent then as well?
He was very good. That's why I think they didn't send him on loan that season, if I'm not wrong. But
why has it not worked for him? Poor guy. Like, not at all.
So, in the Premier League, I don't think he's physically built for the Premier League. I don't think he's enough. And so, he was... During Mourinho himself, his reign at Manchester United, he was sent on loan to Sevilla and Oviedo.
Huh.
And both those loan spells were underwhelming. So, it's not like he'll work out in one of the top leagues. I mean, so La Liga and Premier League are not his cup of tea. He should ideally... should have gone to Italy is what I feel.
I don't know, but he's gone to Fulham clearly.
Yeah, so Fulham, okay, he's going to have a time pass season. He's going to stay in London and he's going to get opportunities, obviously, because I don't think Fulham midfield is all that great.
Every season we see a tweet, this year Andres Pereira, he will show his true
potential. See, the thing is, he's a very good highlights reel player. Like, just before this season, he was on loan to one of the South American teams, I think Sao Paulo or Santos.
Hmm.
And I mean, him being Brazilian, and he scored an insane goal. Like, it hit the crossbar from like 30 yards and it went in. So he has a very good right foot, and he's shown that sometimes in the Premier League, sometimes in the preseason, but not often enough. And there are other aspects of his game that don't make him an asset for one of the bigger teams. At Fulham, I think he'll do fine. But
who's had a more underwhelming career at United? Anderson or Andres Pereira?
That's a difficult question, because way more was expected out of Anderson, because he was supposed to be like Paul Scholes' successor.
And he was well built also.
Yeah, he was well built, but I mean, you know the stories about Anderson. He wasn't that serious about football. Like, he used to eat McDonald's almost on a daily basis.
Like Trump treated McDonald's for NBA winners. All right. This one thing which we didn't talk about, Divock Origi.
Mm-hmm.
Moved from Liverpool to AC Milan, the legend. Like,
wow.
Like even Jurgen Klopp said, Origi will be like one of our
He's
legends.
Like a cult figure and all that. But I guess he'll get game time at AC Milan. At Liverpool, I didn't see him game time, especially after who was the winger they signed? Douglas Luiz?
Luis Diaz. Yes. But poor, I mean, look at it. Origi has the greatest highlights reel. Of, let's say, even better than Mo Salah, right?
No, as in the goals he scored were important. I don't think they were great goals.
No one cares about great goals. I'm talking about highlight reels of where it actually, like, you know, you beat Barcelona.
Barcelona, there was a Champions League final. That's it, yeah. There was that Everton silly goal which that idiot Pickford gave him last minute.
Hmm.
And which else? I don't remember. I mean, three games I remember, that's it.
Enough. In those three... Yeah, okay. Sticking to Jurgen Klopp, it seems there's a statement running around in which he said that they have the five best centre backs in the world, excluding the goalkeepers. If they add the goalkeeper, they're the best goalkeeper of the world.
Okay.
And he said he has some two best midfielders. And so he's
basically... No, but he has to instill confidence in his team,
right? Itna. We have the nine best players in the world.
No, I mean, they missed out on... I mean, by fine margins, they missed out both Champions League and the league. So, I mean, he has to hype the player up. It's like, I mean, I believe he feels Liverpool is like a heavyweight boxer going into a match.
Yeah, okay.
So he has to hype him, tell him.
He said we are ready for this Premier League season.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, I see they're losing to Bacha United for 4-0 or 5-0. All right. Talking about Liverpool again, Jurgen Klopp reveals that the only problem that is a roadblock to Jude Bellingham transfer.
Mm.
Before I even open the article, what is the only problem?
Money?
Fine.
Because they've already spent quite a bit on David Nunez, right?
Let's read a Malayali news called Asianet News to see whether they agree with you. He's not on the market, so that's the first problem with the player. It's not even money, he's not on the market.
Right.
Well, that is the only problem, according to Klopp.
No, fair enough. I mean, next season, I'm sure Dortmund will slap like a 90 million... signing fee and some English club will buy.
All right. Okay. So, are you going to watch preseason now?
Yeah. I mean, if OTT platforms pick them up, then I'll watch the preseason games.
Did you see what happened to Alan Sugar versus Ian Wright?
No.
Okay.
Please enlighten me.
Here we go. This is so funny. I love Ian Wright. He's like one of
He's a good guy.
Yeah. He's a great guy. So, here we go. So, Alan Sugar first writes 2 days ago, I am watching the women's football.
Mm-hmm.
And notice that all the commentators are women.
Oh.
I also note that when men's football is on, there is a symbolic female commentator to cover the broadcaster's ass. Should I complain that there should be a male commentator in women's football?
Oh.
He says that 2 days ago.
Mm.
And then 12th July, which I'm assuming is today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 12th July, then he says, I was pleased to see my old mate Ian Wright was given an opportunity to commentate on the ladies' game last night.
No.
I wonder if my earlier tweet below touched a nerve. Of course, BBC Sport will say not at all. Ian was already lined up for it. And then Ian Wright basically posts a video on Twitter. Dude, just get over it. You are you act so self-important
right.
that you think that they read Alan Sugar's tweet and they were like trembling and they called me wherever you are, leave it and just come to commentate on the game.
Oh, this is brilliant. Brilliant. Well done.
He just took Alan Sugar's case, which I don't think Lord Sugar has replied at all. But Alan Sugar, so he was the owner of
Spurs, right?
No wonder. Mm. He, uski niyati kharab hai. Did you see the videos of Son, Harry Kane all falling off on the pitch?
Were they practicing diving?
No. No, they are not practicing. So there's this myth going. There's a myth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how true or false it is. But Conte's pre-season training sessions are the most grueling in the world. Mm-hmm. People like vomit and stuff like that. So it seems after the 90-minute session,
mm-hmm.
he got them to run like the full length of the football pitch thrice or something. And it was, I guess it was Son's first day.
Oh, dear.
After welcoming everyone to Seoul.
Wow.
And yeah, so that's what happened.
Oh, yeah, well, professional footballers are supposed to go through this, I guess.
All right, let's talk about last thing. A little tennis before we go.
Oh, okay.
Yes, what's the reason Nick Kyrgios lost the Wimbledon final?
He was wearing colored underwear instead of white.
That may be true,
yeah.
But I don't know. But what could be a genuine reason?
I don't know. Lack of talent compared to Djokovic.
No, come on. He has a lot of talent. Did you see the jersey he was wearing while entering?
Was it a Spurs jersey?
Yes.
Wow. Genius.
And so people are like, how can you even hope to win if you wear a Spurs jersey? And
I'm sure like the fun argument would be which other teams wear white in England?
Fulham. At least wear that now.
Oh, God. Okay.
You can wear so many white.
Yeah, second kids, right?
That was Nick Kyrgios, poor guy. So Spurs jersey cost him the match. He started first set so well. He played so well. And then I guess he's posted.
Yeah.
And did you, finally, before we even close this, did you see the Bayern's new away jersey?
Yeah, everyone is fawning over it. It seems
you
to
clearly,
be a good one.
You clearly don't like it that much.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
What's a good jersey, man? How can you not like
but
that jersey?
The point of these things are subjective, so okay.
Huh, I mean, okay, so what's a good jersey for you?
I don't know. Come on, it's easier to show a bad jersey than a good jersey, right?
Yeah, so what's a good jersey for you? I'm saying, Abhi.
Nigeria.
That is so 2018. We went all over Colabar looking for fakes. Even the fakes were sold out.
Right.
At that note, Yash, mm-hmm. I think from next week though, we will do this only. But the week after that, I will line up a few guests. Let's do some...
Right. Previews.
Previews for the new season.
Yes.
Let's get in some Newcastle fans or a fan. A passionate fan.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's go. So we have one more week of easy time just talking about crap transfers which don't happen. And in fact, we've improved. We've not even like shit on Barcelona at all.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll save that for the Barcelona fans that come in.
We need viewers. We can't alienate them. So all right. Yes, take care, man.
All right.
All right. This is Saru signing off. Bye-bye.